Welcome to this deep dive. Today we're going to look at something maybe a bit overlooked. What happens after a product gets sold?
Ah, yes. Reverse logistics.
Exactly. Returns, repairs, recycling, all that stuff. And the business opportunities that are popping up there, we're drawing on some great insights from supply chain informs.
It really is a fascinating area. You know, for so long, everyone just focused on getting the product out the door.
Right. The outbound journey.
But the amount of stuff moving around the world now.
Well, it's making that return trip incredibly important for innovation and, like we'll talk about, for making money too.
Absolutely. The numbers are just, well, they're staggering. Think about it. 2023 saw something like 356 billion packages shipped globally.
Wow. 356 billion.
And they reckon that'll be closer to half a trillion, maybe 498 billion by 2028.
That's almost hard to wrap your head around.
It is. And just look at the U.S. parcels shipped per person. Jumped 73% in just 5 years. 73%. It hit 64 packages for every single person in 2022.
So inevitably, a lot of that has to come back. Precisely. So the real question we're digging into today is, with this huge flow of goods going both ways, what are the, you know, the real business opportunities in managing that reverse flow properly?
Yeah, good question. And supply chain informs really highlights e-commerce as a key area. Traditionally, a lot of online sellers, they kind of lost interest once the sale was made. A return was just, well, a cost.
Write off, almost. The end of the road for that product.
Exactly. But there's this growing feeling, especially with more expensive goods, that, hang on, we should try and get that usable stuff back. Recover the value.
And that's where these specialized reverse logistics firms are stepping up.
Precisely. They offer a whole suite of services. They can inspect the returned item, figure out what state it's in.
Okay.
They do repackaging, obviously, to make it look new again. And maybe the most interesting part, refurbishment. Actually fixing or improving the product based on what's wrong and what the seller needs.
So it's way beyond just sorting into keep or discard piles. They're figuring out, okay, is this perfect? Does it just need a quick polish? Or is it actually broken?
Right. The article even mentions that, you know, a surprising amount might just need a wipe down or a new box to be ready to tell again.
It seems like a really logical next step for companies already handling distribution, doesn't it? To add these kinds of services.
It really does. And the potential gain here is huge. There was one statistic that really jumped out. Across all types of products, something like 80% of returned goods can actually be made fully fit for retail sale again.
80%.
Yeah.
That's massive. That's a ton of value just sitting there potentially being wasted before.
You got it. And think of the benefits for the original seller. Fewer write-offs, obviously.
Right. Saves money there.
And they can get good as new products back into their wholesale channels much faster and probably cheaper than making a brand new one.
Yeah, quicker inventory turns. The article noted we're seeing this a lot with high cost electronics already, refurbishment, repacking. Mm. And the thinking is this will spread to, well, a much wider range of goods over time. It just makes good business sense. Boosts the bottom line.
Absolutely. But it's not just about e-commerce returns, even though that's a big part of it. Supply chain informs also points to big opportunities in the industrial world. Think automotive.
Ah, okay. Cars. Mm. Super complex products, complex supply chains.
Exactly. Probably one of the most complex things we mass produce. And that complexity creates loads of chances for reverse logistics to play a role.
How so? Give us an example.
Well, think about heavy parts like big forgings or castings. Maybe they're made overseas, say in India, and shipped to a U.S. factory.
Okay, got it. Big, heavy metal parts.
Right. Now, because they're so heavy, bulky, and valuable, if one gets rejected for some reason, it often makes more economic sense to fix it or refurbish it here in the U.S. rather than ship it all the way back.
That makes perfect sense. Shipping costs alone would be huge, right? And time. If it's for just-in-time manufacturing, you can't afford weeks of delay shipping it back and forth. Air freight would be astronomical.
Exactly. So having that reverse logistics capability stateside is really valuable.
And what kind of fixes are we talking about? Is it just polishing out scratches again?
It can be. Sometimes it's minor cosmetic stuff. Yeah, similar to consumer goods. But it can also be much more involved. Fixing actual flaws in the casting, maybe requiring more machining, specialized welding, that kind of thing.
So these reverse logistics places need some serious capability, potentially.
They do. The article mentions they kind of figure out how complex they need to be. And sometimes they'll even bring in, you know, skilled tradespeople, specialists on an ad hoc basis for really tricky jobs.
Interesting. So it's adaptable.
Very. And we're seeing more and more of these specialists actually investing in the equipment, the testing gear, the skilled workers needed to handle pretty technical industrial parts. It shows the field is really maturing.
Which kind of brings us to the bigger picture, right? The value here isn't just moving boxes around efficiently.
Not at all.
The article stresses that good logistics is built on relationships, mutual benefit, trust.
Absolutely fundamental.
And the kind of reverse logistics we're discussing, it's more than just storage or basic sorting. It's active.
That's the key word, active. When you're inspecting, fixing cosmetic issues, actually repairing defects, repackaging, the reverse logistics provider becomes, well, an active agent in protecting the brand's identity, its integrity.
They're ensuring the quality standard is maintained, even on a returned item, making sure it still reflects well on the original brand.
Precisely. They're not just dealing with rejects. They're restoring products, where possible, back to that brand promise.
The piece loops back to that automotive example.
Yeah.
How a U.S.-based reverse logistics firm working for an overseas supplier is almost like their representative in the market.
Yeah, essentially acting on their behalf. Dealing with quality control right there in the destination market. Safeguarding the brand's reputation thousands of miles away from the original factory.
It really shows how these relationships can grow, doesn't it? From a standard logistics contract to something much more integrated, more collaborative.
And more profitable, potentially, for both sides. The conclusion really emphasizes that as economies grow, as more goods flow, this whole area is just incredibly fertile ground for business growth and new ideas.
Okay, so let's quickly recap. This deep dive, using the insights from Supply Chain Informs, really shone a light on some major business opportunities in reverse logistics. We talked about e-commerce.
Yeah, turning returns from a cost center into a potential revenue stream through refurbishment and resale.
And the industrial side, like automotive, where it provides these really smart, cost-effective ways to handle complex, valuable parts that might need repair or rework.
Mm-hmm. And it's clear that just the sheer volume of modern trade, plus this increasing push for, you know, efficiency and being more sustainable, it just makes this field more and more critical.
It's definitely moving from the sidelines to center stage in supply chain strategy.
It really feels that way. It's becoming fundamental.
So that leaves us with a final thought for you, the listener. As supply chains get even more global, more complex, and the amount of stuff moving just keeps growing, how do you think ongoing innovation in reverse logistics will change things further? Not just business models, but maybe even our environmental responsibilities.
That's a big question. Definitely something to think about.
It is. Lots to consider there. This deep dive is brought to you by Supply Chain Informs, your trusted destination for daily news, in-depth analysis, and real-world strategies that move the industry forward. Visit supplychaininforms.com to stay ahead with curated content and essential updates.